Eidesisha Begufal, Eidesisha Vibisa, Dibir Kerala Vajtuki, and Vajtuki Apostle. Rav Yechanan held that Masher Bebita. Rav Yechanan held that the Bat is kosher. So how do you reconcile that with the fact that the blood is a shtuki? How could you say a Masher Ba, Masher Bebita? But he uses the lashon shtuki. Shtuki usually means shtuki apostle. Like shtuki apostle. Mika shtuki yukasha, is there such a thing? The word shtuki means possible. What is shtuki yukasha? So the Gemara says, yes, k'dishmuel gam l'shmuel. Listen to the case. Asara kainim aindin, u'pirish echa me'enu ba'al, hablad shtuki. We know this fellow's father is a kain. Because it's 1 out of 10. But we don't know which one. My shtuki. Maybe Shem Shnikin, I think that's the other Pshita. He can Yarshin his father, that's Pashin, he doesn't know his father. So the Gemara seems to say that there is a Kasuv. Actually, Taisus the Ina, Taisus says it's the Dindra Banan. Taisus points out that in Atira, he's 100% the Kasher, we know his father's a Kayim. But I'll go upon him, the shtuki within kuhuna. What does that mean, the shtuki within kuhuna? Let's see Rashi. Shtuki the kasher. We have to have now two dinim by this person. He has to be called a shtuki, which means for something he's not a kayin, or kasher, and for something he is a kayin. So Rashi explains. Shtuki a kasher, kayin. Shtuki who the nixa. Shem kayin haya habayo. For over here, Zachar, if the baby's a boy, if he's a boy, we don't let him eat truma. Kids will come on, like it says in the price. So the gabi daddy, the shtuki. Have a kosher uli yosin. Shem nekeve yitin lakim lakahuna. Shem zach will be divan lakim shalakum. Let's Rashi say. That shtuki means, if the son's a zachar, then he can't eat truma. And asu and kosher means that if the son's either a nekeve or a zachar, there's no psul yosin. The Rishashi asks right away on Rashi. Now, why does Rashi say that if he's a Zachar, Mashtika might be the Kuhun? He can't eat true. If he's a Keva, he also can't eat true. If she's a Keva, she also can't. You have 10 Kayanim. One was by all this woman, and now they had a child. The child can't eat true. What's the difference if the child is a Zachar, the child's in the Keva? It's all exactly the same thing. Not Kamina, Mishazarim Yukhazachar, Yukhazachar, Yukhazachar. The guy who's not eating truma, whether he's a man or a woman, a male or a female. This is Rishash Kashamash. There's a Chakira, which I had some of you got to have photographed this morning. It seems to what he says that it's a famous, the way he brings it, that it's a famous Chakira in Kuhuna. What the rights of a Kayan are, what they come from, what Dine Kayan comes from. There are two ways to learn by a Kayan. You could learn that a Kayan gets, let's say, Truma, the Yinaben, whatever it is that he gets, because he is a Kayan. Probably the simple way to learn. Or you could learn that it's a Din in, not in him, but it's a Din in his father. It's a Din in others. And if your father's a Kayan, you're allowed to eat truma. If Lu Yisru, you would have someone who's not a Kayan, but a father is a Kayan. See if we can come up with such a case. Let's say someone whose father's a Kayan, he's not a Kayan. So, would he eat truma? If it's a din that he has to be a Kayan, he's not a Kayan. If it's a din that his father, if you're the son of a Kayan, you could eat. And he could eat. There's one such person who was not a Kayan, his father was a Kayan. And that was Pinchas before the Brit Kuna Asylum. Initially, Pinchas was not a Kayan, even though his father, Elazar, and Zayda Aaron were Kayanim. But he, for whatever reason, as she explains in Parshas Pinchas, he was not a Kayan until after the Mice of Zimri, he was given the gift of Kuhn. The Shaila is, before the Mice of Zimri, was Pinchas allowed to eat Truma? If you learn it's a din of the person, that the person has to be a kayin, then it's a din in him himself, the Pinchas was not a kayin. If you learn it's a din in your father, that if your father's a kayin, you're allowed to eat. You remember in the household, you could eat. But then you could eat, then Pinchas could eat, Mekayach his father. But this is the Chetira. A chalok certainly can't eat because that's because of your pasuk, that a chol is a fallow from all somebody has a soul, or a love, or a mamzer, or a father, the kayin, certainly cannot have a sense of custom. No? The question is, by a regular kayin, who doesn't have any soul, like the regular kayin, just one of the kayin, could he eat, or is he not entitled to eat? Can you think of anyone else? There was nobody else. He was caught in between. He was born before the Yemeha Miluim. He was born, he wasn't a kayin. And during Yemei Aviluim, he was not one of the people that was this kind. He was stuck in there. He was Mishnei. He was stuck. So, they're titled in the Machlokes here in our studio, in the Din of Ishtuki. The Din of this Ishtuki, Rashi says he cannot eat truma. The Ritva says that he could eat truma. He could eat truma. Who's his father? One of ten kayanim. We don't know which one of ten. But he says he could eat. His father's definitely a kayanim. So he should be allowed to eat truma. He's a ben kayanim. For Avaida, so that nothing on him. He'll be possible for Avaida. But truma, the Ritva says that he could eat. What do they argue? If you learn that he himself has to be a kayin, well, then an agamari is a shtuki. Shtuki is a category of yichud, right? I'm sorry, there are 10 levels of yichud. Kayin, lady, Israel, ger, eved, and shtuki and a sufi. So he's a shtuki, he's not a kayin, he's a shtuki. It is probably in him, even though he knows his father's a kayin because he's born from one of these 10 kayin. But Lamaik says he's a shtuki, he can't be true. Because he himself personally doesn't have a din kayin, he has a din shtuki. Meshaeke, if it's Italian, who your father is, so he's a ben, he is a ben kayin. Father's a kasher kayin. So if it's Italian the father, then he could eat. Then he could eat. So the Chayyim is telling you, it's not like it's Rashi in the Mishnah. So what does it mean? Rashi holds that he's puzzled to eat. Why? Doesn't work out. Rashi holds puzzled to eat. He holds that he eats the kayach himself. Ben kayin has to eat the kayach himself. And the meila, he's not he himself is not a kayin. He's a shtuki. So the meila, he's not eligible to eat. What? What is? So now the second step to this class. That is, a few in Timsalayra, the son of a Kayin is a Kayin. I think most of us would have said that. You hear someone of Hakira, the son of a Kayin is because he's a Kayin, his father's a Kayin. Well, Mustaver, because he's a Kayin. What we say, he has Rashi. Yes, because he's a Kayin, and he's a Shuki, he can. But by a bad Kayin, could be different. Because a Ben Kayin gets a Din Kayin. A male has Dine Avaida. Male, his sons are kayanim, because the Davis goes to his heart. But by the Keva, how can the Stavar to say that even if you hold a Ben Kayan eats himself, he himself has to be a Kayan. But in the Keva, if you're talking that in the Keva eats the Kayachavua, that a Bas Kayan, no great shakes in being a Bas Kayan like nowadays. Some of the kayim, you get the first aliyah, and they give it the badge. But the girls, they don't get anything from being, they get from being, father being a kayim. They have a baby, there's no being a ben. They marry Yisrael. It's about the only place where there's any nafkaminim being about kayim. So a bad kayim, it could well be argued, that a bad, even if you hold a ben kayim, has a yichus, has a din of kayim himself, but it could be a nekeva, eats only the kayach of father. she eats, she herself is not a kohen. There's no dina kohen on a woman, really. It's just that she's the daughter of her father, so she's the kohen. We know when she gets married, she can't eat truma anymore. She only eats truma the day of Sabia. Once the bas kohen gets married, she goes over to her husband's house. If her husband's not a kohen, she can't eat. She gets divorced, though, if she has children, she can't eat. If she doesn't have children, she goes back to her father's house, so then she could. So the point is that she always eats the kohen of her father. So therefore, it's Takah Mistaber to say that a ben kohen has a din kohen himself that eats the kohen actually, but a bad kohen eats the kohen of her father. If that's so, it would turn out that when the child is a shtuki, if he's a zachar, he can't eat truma. If he's a zachar, he can't eat truma. Why? Because he's a zachar, he can't eat truma because he's a shtuki. And a zachar has to eat mekayach atzma. A shtuki. A she'en kein, if he's in the keva, she's in the keva. And the keva, he never mekayach herself. She never eats mekayach herself. She always eats mekayach her father. So she is a bas kayin. She's a bas of one of these ten kayin, and we don't know which one, but we know she's a bas kayin. So Rashi, therefore, is beduyik. Rashi says, "Im yia zachar meshtikin leitim b'din kahuna." There will be a zachar. He can't do the avoda, and he can't eat truma. He's not a kayin. He's a shnuki. Lafuke, if it's in the keva, then the keva eats the kayach her father. If she knows her father's a kayin, even if she can't point to which one. She knows one of these ten is my father's a kayin. So Rashi could be right into the Ritva that by a dekeva she leaves the kayach her father. And therefore it's very meduyik, it's into the Rishash of Kasha, that only ha'ubayiyah zachar mashtikanayt. Only if the son is a zachar, he can't eat truma. If the son is in the keva, then he could. Then if the daughter is in the keva, then she could. Right? It's a very nice answer, and the truth is, it's pretty mistaber to say that the silik between a son and a daughter is a davar mistaber. The son has yichas atzmai of kahuna, and that a daughter, perhaps, doesn't. He brings that the stipler, since the stipler had declared, and that someone brought the stipler a raya from a pasuk in Chumash. When the Beis HaMikdash was, the Mishkan matter was first erected in the Beis HaMikdash. The 7 days, Moshe Rabbeinu did the Avaida, and on the 8th day, the Kainim started to do the Avaida. And it says in the Pasuk, Kocha Taichlu Aisai, Vanecha Uvneisecha, that Aaron HaKain was told, if these Karbanis, alright, you're the Kainim now. So the Karbanis from which there's food to eat, your children, they are allowed to eat from it, and your daughters. What's the raya now? Why could the sons eat? They were kainim. Right? Just like Aaron, the Yimei Luim was nimshach. His sons were nimshach. Why could his daughters eat? Nobody was Moshech the daughter. What made this daughter, when she was born, she was not born as a bas kayin. When she was born, Aaron was not a kayin. She should be like Pinchas. She's someone who's born, not a kayin. And the Yimei Amiluim, they were Moshech Aaron, and Nadav and Avihu and Abazav Yisabar. They weren't Moshech Aaron's daughters. So how come his daughters could eat? They didn't get a din kahuna. It was a fair share daughter. They didn't say the meat was Irish. That it was only maybe the tzavah was that this is a halacha forever. I don't think you need a pasuk for that because for forever you have to look at each carbon. Right? That's specifically in Parshas Shmini. Elamai, it's a raya that an akeva doesn't eat because she's a kayana. If an akeva eats because she's a kayana, don't talk, it'll be a bakasha. Her children were not, didn't have the kedushas kahuna, his daughter. But if she eats because her father's a Kayan, so as soon as Aaron became a Kayan, so then the women could eat too? So she never got any personal kedushas kahuna. But now she's a member of her father's household. The father became a Kayan. So just like if a Kayan buys an Eved. Kayan buys an Eved. When the Eved was born, he wasn't able to eat children. But if he goes into the house of a Kayan, he does. So she entered the house of a Kayan. So it's a nice raya to the Yisrael that a Bas Kayan is a different status than a Ben Kayan. Bas Kayan has a different status. It's not true. Right? A Bas Kayan is allowed to be Mitama. Ben Kayan is not allowed to be Mitama. A baby is not allowed to be Mitama. A Bas Kayan can go to Leviathan. According to this, it's because the Bas Kayan has no personal Kedusha. A Kedusha is all Tali and a father. So Bas Kayan, as far as becoming Tali, she can become Tali. So then an Eved of a Kayan can also become Tali. A Sheikh of eating Truma, Bas Kayan has a kid. So tonight, what? No, not a Bas Kayan. She's married to a Kayan or something else. She's Bas Yisrael. She's married to a Kayan, an Eved. She's pregnant, so she carries a Kayan. That's also because she carries a daughter. Because the Zafar, you're not allowed to take a Zafar and carry it into a Beis Tov. And if you give the child the status of a Zafar in his mother's womb, which is part of the Shach of the Tariya, but if you give the child in the womb the status of a Zafar, so then you have to take the child in. Right? So we have to answer that. Okay. Hahu Arisar Rusasai. I'd like you to concentrate on Pshat in the Gemara. Because you see how to learn up a piece of Gemara if you just follow the case. Okay, it gets complicated later when you get into Alman HaSisa. The case itself is not complicated at all. She said, I'm pregnant from him. Who am I? And he said, Minoi. And she says, Emes, Mimeni. True. So here we have, for the first time, the man talking. Right? Till now, it was always the female talking. And here we have, for the first time, in this sugya, that the man who claims to be the father says, in me noi. What?
When did they come for?
Well, they still plan to get married. They have to have nisuin. They were Arusasa. Now he wanted to go to the chuppah. If this woman was Mizana with someone else, she'd not be married again.
He says it was from him.
You know why they bothered coming to Beis Din? That's a very good question. I think that they anticipated that the wedding was coming. So we have, she's pregnant, and they're an Oris already for 9 months. So the question is, was she pregnant from whether you can... And there are actually two pshatim in Taisa. The second pshat is they came to establish the status of the child. Taisa Schadah has two pshat. Either the discussion with the status of the wife or the status of the child. This is the status of the child, especially why they came to bed. They wanted just to establish the child's
kashrut.
So why are they bothering to come? If that's the case, then you're right. You know, the truth is, you're right. That's what they said. Why are you bothering to come? That's what you have to say. Yeah, I suppose if you decided to do, she's pursuing. If she's pregnant, you would wonder. The truth is that they didn't have to come. He knew the truth. She knew the truth. Rabbi Yeshua said, "Lamai nechashlo, chada da kamayda." Rabbi Yeshua would have stopped. The sugya would have ended. The sugya continues because of the ayin. What do you say? He's maida, she's maida, they want to get married. They're married. Then what's the problem? You don't go to bed every time you have a shaylah. If you feel that you know the answer, you don't go to bed. Again, that's to no one else, just to you. The whole sugya is based on ayin. Rabbi Yosef said there are two reasons they can get married. One, darka maida. And two, by the Amr of Yudah Mishmuel of the Rav Gamliel, who said, We have two reasons. Now, in which case do you need the second reason? When do you need the second reason? If the husband is Maida, so we have the first reason. How come Maida? He is Shabbos Maida. It seems that we're not worried about it. But even if what? Either he's quiet, he's not here. Or you could learn if he denies it. Why? Could you have shot that way? Even if he denies it. Even more than that. If he denies it, what would be the difference? If he denies it, that means he's saying she's pregnant from someone else. Which means he's saying that she's also to me, because we're Aris already for long enough that the Bia was able to Aris, that she's pregnant, and it's not for me. So it doesn't matter if we believe him or not, they're menes, but for my son, she shouldn't be us, she has to be sir. What? But it's Vane Tachta, because she's pregnant, and the amount of time of the pregnancy makes it clear that it was into the Aris. That's the case. So that it was Vane Tachta. It's only what? It's Tafik Aydin, Tafik Rav. So the Maitha Shavina Shehdi to be seen. So that, how would we have to learn? We can't learn that he's Machish. If he's Machish, it's certainly awesome. So what do we have to say Ba'ayd means? Ba'ayd. He's not here. If he's not here, what's the Shaila? He's not here, who's she going to marry? What? What does it say, Vaid Kila Maida? What? I type this point. What? Let's see. Amalei Abaya, Ubaha Kila Maida, Masher Gamaliel. You're saying that even if he's my Maida means what? He's not saying anything. Or means he's Masher. Hold on a second. I, Shmuel, told Reb Yehuda, Shinana. Halach Reb Gamliel. Shinana is a nickname, sharp one. Halach Reb Gamliel. But Akwe Sabin of the Adi Karev Shevet. Even though Gamliel held that way, even by Reb Sulman. Lamaisa, you need Reb Shevet. But Reb Sulman is one. Why is it Reb Sulman? Because only the artist is Moses. The rest of the world is Asafah. So how could you say, Oid Homer Reb Gamliel? So whatever the Ba'id is, we're asking a kasha on it. Look, Taimech Tishloch Yigufa. Halacha of Akwe Shabbat Uvda. Elamayis of Lameim Halacha Tchila Adiyavet. The Halacha of Gamliel B'diyavet. And of Tchila, we don't do it. Hanani Kidiyavet Dami. So he's Baida. When I said, Oy, Amr Yidam Mishmuel, Halacha of Gamliel, I was talking about B'diyavet. So what we have to do is figure out what this case is referring to. If we can figure out what this case is referring to, then we'll be in business. Does anybody have a piece of chalk in the packet? Okay.
What to do is something simple, just always write it out clearly. You have Oris Maida, one case. With Oris Maida, we have one case where the Oris is not here. Then we have one case where the artist is not fish. Okay? You can have three possible cases, and you can have two shadows. One is the status of the child, and one is the status of the Isha. Okay, so we have a term somewhere now. Okay? Artist mind is very easy. Chad, how come I do? Artist is mind, and everybody's kosher. So the lad is kosher, and the Isha is also Shaira. That there's nothing to talk about. Right? Khan or Kabay. The Taisha is either the Nibin is the Vlad, either in case of badness they want to establish the child status, or the Isha status. Either way, if he's Maida, then it's kosher, there's no problem. Yeah. Let's say the artist is not here. What's the din of the Vlad? But that's what play our mission. But from the outside, they're menace. If the artist is not here, it means the only person talking is the woman. So the woman is here, and
and she's saying, so therefore it's that it's kosher, then it's kosher.
Okay. If the oris is makish.
What, after the
oh, we're going to get to this back in a minute. That's where the question comes from.
Okay. If the oris is makish, the oris says it's not true. The oris says it's not true, it's not my son. So if it is, in a few places in Shara, in the Babasa, in Yeshem, in the main place, there's the custom of Yakir. There's the custom of Yakir gives the father an absolute right to establish the status of the son. Okay, that's there's the custom of a father can say he's my son or something. And a father says that the person you think is my son is not my son, then he's never going to get to make a mountain. There's the custom. Which means that the art is Makish, the child is puzzled. What? Either he believes a father and he's talking. If you say it's his son, he's Emma. If it's not his son, then he can still be Emma.
So this box really is puzzled for five reasons. Because of Yakir, this is the cousin. It says,
Yakir was his like Yishnai. Father can be Makir, his son, and say he's the Bechai. Father can say, this son is my Bechai. That means, if he says, my second son is my Bechai, they may open the son of the mountain. So the Torah gives him the right because of the Yakir. Therefore, we're not going to declare it to this child because this is I think it's very sarcastic. But we have to talk about it these two things. And this is totally in Pshat and the Gemara. Gemara says, he says, Chaz the Hakamaita. V'ai means even if he's not Maita. Omer Rav Gamliel, Menenet, Akapon of the Yeved, the Gemara says, Oh, God, Yeved, I'm Yisrael, Oh, Hatzilla, so he's to the Yeved, Menenet. The question is, how do you learn the Ba'oid of the Gemara? The Gemara says, how do you find this? Ba'oid, even if he's not Maida, which is either this or this, one of these two cases, Omer Rav Gamliel, Menenet.
Why
would
he bring that up?
Why would
he? We can go and say that he means that,
but
he's here now.
It's not,
that's not
the case. It was not the case. But the body, he's the
mighty,
he said it.
Boy, she would have been believed that he wasn't here and was mighty.
But Yeshiv said, Chad ha kamayda, fa'ay. If he wouldn't be mighty, I would be not here for different reasons. As he's sitting in the shadow cancer, he explained that the Talmidim was sitting there, he explained why he's passing it. Shemesh is, but yes, he's Shemesh. He says, first of all, he was Maida. He told Talmidim, don't think only because he's Maida. Even if he wouldn't have been Maida, the love is like a Gamaliel. And she's left him in the end. So he told them, he thought there wasn't a gas in this case. But he Lamaiser gave a gas such a psalm. So the question is, in which case was he talking? So we have two choices, right? Only two paths. Either he meant to say the Baal was not Kish, or he meant to say that if the Baal wouldn't be there. So let's stop from here. The Oros is not Kish, what's the difference? Baal be the difference. Did she look at there? No. Right? Because of Shavi Anasha. So she would be also to the Oros because of Shavi Anasha. If you look in the side of the type of spirit, you can see it. It would be Shavi Anasha. So could the Gemara be talking about this case? When the Gemara says, I, how about for Gamliel, could be talking in this case? I was the problem of Shavi Anasha. Her could be talking in this case. Elamai is talking in this case. But the Gemara says, V'oi. Amr of Gamliel, and therefore what? Therefore she is mother to who? No. Not here. Not here. When we tell you to look at the Doris comes, we'll find out. He's my dear. Unless you have an artist, it's got to be or something. So it could be because. Hi. She's Nemedes, I'm a photo for a kite. So the Bachman is this way. pshat is that she's that's what kind she. Oi, Rabbi Leo said the man is. Rabbi Leo said the man is. She's even if the husband wouldn't be here, the oris wouldn't be here. But the back, Rabbi Yitzchak was saying, she's looked into a kai because of Rabbi Gamliel. Right, the Gemara, hi, we don't rely on Rabbi Gamliel, only by Rabbi Sharon. So he said, yeah, I need the Diyah. Which means that she's a Sura to a kai in the Hezkela. A Sura to a kai in the Hezkela. And the Diyah is, she's looking. And the Diyah is, she's looking to a kai. Which is the way we pass on Rabbi Gamliel. If you have a new text, this is the way the facts look. Okay? This is the way the facts look. And if the need I did to marry a different kind, you then know what I mean, no? The truth is, once you say that the need I did to Kayan, you can fill in this box already all the time. Because here, it's type of Arapat, it's an Arapat Sharia Narshan. What about for a Kayan? You can say this, that the Rabbi Rav Gamliel, but the other, us or a surah to a kind of hatkawa. And the other is Muslim. If she already married the kayan, so we would not marry her. No, Shabinash is only the artist. In order to Shabinash should be artist. But to another kayan, it'll be Muslim. Which means that what we do. We take these two things both, comes out. But it's going down to Cain. Going above. Side is able to make the side is not fish. But Haber of Gamliel and Menes, now we got to be the artist. But we got to be Kayanim. But Haber of Gamliel and Menes. But this is a way to work through the Taisha, to work through the Gemara, to patch up the Gemara. The Chelkis Machaika says the obvious. He has thrown in a new argument, which we just mentioned briefly in this place. He was shot in Agimara that the Oid is going to be a message. The Eder of Planeinu, it looks like he said something, which I'm glad we explained it. He had yesterday a disciple in Rabbi Kiva Eger who said, Keskes Eim Mahani Mabas. The Keskes Eim Mahavos for the child. But the Chalkas Mechaikas suggests, in this case, and the stock of the child helps for the mother. And since the blood is kosher, once you pass through the blood is kosher, the mother will be able to fulfill it. And the stock of the blood helps for the mother. So that once you pass through here, the blood is kosher, the blood is also always the DNA. So the kosher of the son will pass through for the mother, that she's also the mother fulfilling. And therefore, the argument is stock. And he'll hold that what the Gemara said, "Vayi Amar Rav Gamliel," is only going on this case, only going on that. So then, in other words, the Bach learns the Vayi Amar Rav Gamliel on the Menes, the good B'diavad. The Bach learns going on both cases. Bach can understand the delay of the or marriage. The Chakas Mechaikah argues, "No, it's only going when the Vayi is only going when he denies it." So in the case of Eimel Fanedu, so the Pesach of the son would help for the mother. To make the mother a mutal of hakilah. That's like it's argument which goes to the city box again. Okay, so this is basically the shaft of the tiger in this case. It's Taisus Dibra Maskochada. Taisus brings that the Nidain is first Rumpshah, the Nidain is the woman, and Rumpshah, the Nidain is the man. Okay, so Sunday, I hope everyone's keeping up, but there's a Reb Shlaima sitting by on this sugya, and we are going to start on one of East as well. So please, I just want to point out to you there are two pshatim in Harmonis East and Rashi. The second pshat Rashi does not bring till the first wide line, the Dibur of Yosef Tadimai. There are two pshatim in Rashi in the Gemara, so you have to just be able to make sense of that.